Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 50 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Moorhead's outgoing mayor will be arraigned in Fayette County Court later this month. Police in Powell County have arrested a man accused of shooting at a state trooper. Work begins this week on a highway safety project in Rowan County. The Moorhead Conference Center is getting a facelift. In sports, the Moorhead State women's basketball team fell at Baylor this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 38 degrees. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high near 50. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 39. On Friday, rain mainly after 10 a.m. with a high near 50. And for Friday night, a 100% chance of rain with a low around 42. Outgoing Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent will be arraigned in Fayette Circuit Court later this month. Trent claims his arrest in November for violation of a domestic violence order was a clerical error. Rowan County Sheriff Matt Sparks said Trent provided documentation at the time of his arrest that said the DVO had been set aside. Court documents show that domestic violence orders were put in place in Fayette County on June 7th and November 15th of this year. Trent is accused of violating the order on September 24th. He will appear in Fayette District Court on December 28th at 1 p.m. The violation of a DVO is a Class A misdemeanor, and if convicted, may be punishable by up to 12 months in jail. Police have arrested a man they say shot at a Kentucky state trooper in Perry County. Kentucky State Police say they've been looking for Paul Sizemore since Monday when three people were found murdered in Leslie County. The bodies of Larry Bowling, Norma Bowling, and Chad Bowling were discovered around 7 p.m. on Monday. Neighbor Greg Davidson tells WYMT what he saw that night.
And we heard two shots. So I got up and looked out the window, and I thought I saw somebody run around the house. And I was just in shock.
While driving to the scene, troopers say Sizemore rammed one of their cruisers and started shooting at trooper Ethan Lewis. State police say he then got out of his car and ran into the woods. Sizemore faces charges for allegedly ramming the police cruiser and shooting at the trooper. No charges have been filed in the triple homicide. Kentucky State Police are looking for answers after a Clay County man discovered the body of a newborn on his porch Tuesday morning. Authorities believe the newborn was only hours old when it was abandoned. Officers are checking with residents, neighbors, and hospitals for clues. Tyler Hurd's father was returning home from work when he found the infant in a trash bag.
He walked up the stairs to the first level, and at that point he said he felt like something was pulling him to go back and check. And he set his lunch bucket down and went back down, raised it up a little bit to see. And at that point, he realized it was a real baby.
Kentucky State Police have made an arrest in the case, but the names and charges have not yet been released. A Lexington man is in jail accused of shooting a woman in the face with a BB gun. WKYT reports Dante Howard is charged with assault, unlawful imprisonment, and intimidating a witness. Police say the incident occurred early this morning on Trent Circle. Officials say the victim only had minor injuries. Work began this week on a $1.4 million highway improvement project along 5 miles of Christie Creek Road in Rowan County. Contractors installed construction signs last week and expect to begin hillside excavations near Paddy's Lick Road this week. Department of Highways District 9 spokesman Alan Blair says the work will improve sight distance on that highway.
It's a highway safety project to widen the shoulders a little bit, give us a little more sight distance, especially around that curve at Paddy's Lick by cutting the hillside back, and providing some new pavement. So the whole 5 miles that we're working on will get new pavement next summer.
Blair says road work schedules are subject to change depending on weather conditions. Motorists are asked to heed all warning signs, slow down in work zones, and remain aware of workers and construction equipment when traveling. The project is slated for completion by November of 2019. The Moorhead Conference Center is getting a facelift this month. Officials say the building, which opened in 2006, will be getting new flooring and paint in the main gallery. Tourism Director Joy Brown spoke at the Moorhead City Council about the project on Monday.
We are finishing up pre parties this week at the conference center, and then we will close Saturday, and they will start tearing that carpet out.
Conference Center will have new flooring and paint. The project is expected to be complete by January 20th. Forced to shut down about 2 months ago, the owners of the Moorhead Community Soup Kitchen say they do plan to reopen. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
The kitchen off Flemingsburg Road has been serving hot meals for the elderly, working poor, children, disabled, and homeless since September 2011. Lula and Tony Pico have been the owners and operators for that time, but had to close their doors on October 16th when Tony fell and broke his femur. But now the Moorhead News reports the Pico is working to reopen as soon as possible. Tony is back to being somewhat mobile, but it will be a little while longer before he begins walking normally again. For that reason, the kitchen will not be able to have its annual Christmas dinner this year. Help is needed in the meantime, however. Donations of canned and frozen goods can be dropped off at the consignment shop next door for when the kitchen does reopen, and the Picos are hoping to do that sometime in the spring. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
A new report challenges assertions by Governor Matt Bevin that corporate investments are spurring an economic revival. According to the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, the Cabinet for Economic Development's $9.2 billion in investment announcements in 2017 are not fully accurate. KCEP Executive Director Jason Daly says they took a close look at the data.
We find that about a third of those contain no new jobs. Nearly half of them will contain no new jobs if the Brady Industries project in northeastern Kentucky doesn't actually materialize, and there are significant questions about whether it will.
Meanwhile, Bevins dismissed the report in a statement saying the state has, quote, achieved the highest workforce participation ever and record low unemployment. Some criticism is being spouted in regards to the Kentucky Attorney General's actions while in office. Andy Beshear has sued Governor Matt Bevin on multiple occasions, including a suit over what many say was hastily passed state pension legislation in the form of a sewer bill. But since announcing his own gubernatorial candidacy, some opponents are saying that Beshear is using his term as AG only to further his political gains. Beshear tells WDRB that is not the case.
Everything I've done since I've been in office isn't about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong, and people are going to see that. This is a very important decision, not just for the 200,000 public servants whose families are anxiously awaiting it, but also for government going forward. What that says is this governor either can't or refuses to follow the law.
A Kentucky Supreme Court decision regarding that pension bill could be announced as early as this week.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Moorhead State's women fall at Baylor today. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. The Moorhead State University women's basketball team fell to 7-3 on the season this afternoon. The Eagles traveled to Waco, Texas, falling 96-58 to number 3 Baylor. The Bears jumped out to a quick start, leading 32-16 in the first quarter. Eagles head coach Greg Todd says he knew coming into the matchup that his Eagles were in for a battle on the court.
Played our best quarter, I think second quarter. We did some great things there. They, you know, you got national players of the year. You got a couple of those on the team. It's just matchups are very difficult. Our girls, I thought, competed. I thought it was better than Kentucky. They have a lot better players than University of Kentucky.
The Eagles head to Virginia to take on Radford at 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can hear that matchup on WIVY. The Moorhead State men's basketball team is set for their second radio game of the week this evening. The Eagles head to Birmingham for a matchup with Samford. MSU is coming off a hard-fought 76-64 loss to Marshall. Head coach Preston Spaulding says his guys need to stick to the plan tonight if they want to win.
Game plans are very important. put a lot of time and effort into those, comparing our team, our strengths, our weaknesses to our opponents, and we got to make sure that we're executing those game plans. And at times we did tonight, but then we got away from it, and that's where a team like this, you know, they can really hurt you because they're so talented and they play so fast offensively that, you know, you can't get a run-and-gun match with them, and at times that's what we did tonight.
Tip-off is set for 7:30. In regional high school basketball action tonight, the Fairview girls team heads to Bath County for a 6:30 matchup. Bourbon's gals head to Fleming. Tip-off for that game is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. And McGoffin County hosts Prestonsburg at 6 in a boys' regional action. Lewis County will play host to Lawrence at 7:30 p.m. And Powell County welcomes Lee County. Tip-off for that game is also set for 7:30 p.m. The Morehead State football program has selected its 2018 postseason award winners. WMKY's Greg Jenkins reports.
Seven individuals have been named in the top honors for the season. Senior quarterback Lawson Page received the Phil Sims Offensive MVP Award, being one of only two quarterbacks in the FCS to throw for at least 200 yards and rush for at least 100 in the same game multiple times this year. The Dave Haverdick Defensive MVP Award was handed out to senior safety Saeed Kanu. He finished as the team's leader in tackles with 62. Redshirt sophomore Kyle Gilbert received the Appel Academic Award. Bo Griego was named for the Mike Gottfried C3 Award, and Matt Guilfoyle received Offensive Scout Team Player of the Year, with Demetrius Dillard receiving the Defensive Scout Team Player of the Year Award. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And finally, the Cincinnati Reds' new general manager is working to address the team's most pressing concerns during its winter meetings. One of those issues is what to do with hole in center field left by Billy Hamilton. But David Bell tells Reds.com he's not really worried.
We have options, you know, with Irvin and Senzel and Schaubler's played out there. I mean, certainly, you know, we do, you know, and I know that that's a topic that you know, after we lost Billy, but hey, we have guys that can play out there.
Spring training gets underway for the Reds in February. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition. We had help this afternoon from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and KNN's Suzanne Duvall. This is Morehead State Public Radio. WMKY Morehead and translator W202BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Stay tuned. All Things Considered is coming back right after this.